One of the sugyas that we're skipping is Shabbos sugyim sacrifice and tzavah. So Memerson, Rav Lang said, you have to find a place to give a fighter ship. Vals can't skip it. So Maisa, he said, you know, we figured it's a little problem. All the Shabbos parishes we already had, and Shemitah we had also. There's two sugyas, Shemitah and Shabbos. But Maisa, in this week's parasha, I found a place where I could talk about the sacrifice and tzavah. I figured, and I'll talk a little about that, and then we'll talk more about Birkas Torah as well. So what does Sech Beis HaTzavah have to do with this parasha?
What is Sech Beis HaTzavah, first of all?
So there's a sugi and makin stuff, a beis and beis, which discusses the Sech Beis HaTzavah. You open up the neck, so Yechayev. So Rashi over there says Yechayev for sticking mud. You have a pancho, you make a hole in it, put your head in, Yechayev for sticking mud, Rashi says. Okay?
On Shabbos?
What?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. So what do we do with this week's parasha? So what's the issue? Rashi is thinking about it. Shaila is, that's what we're going to talk a little about, then we'll move on to Birkas Torah, that there are certain malachas where you need almanas. In the Mishnah, in the Sefer Shabbos, in the Lamedes Malachas, it talks about Karei almanas Litvar, Saiser almanas Livnais. So in order to be chayiv, it has to be almanas the tikkun. The kilkel has to be almanas the tikkun. What? So the shail is all these things. We need almanas. Karei needs almanas Litvar. Saiser needs almanas Livnais. Is the pshat that the almanas is a tnai in the malacha? That's the tzura of the malacha, has to be almanas. You break almanas to fix. You karei almanas litva. That's part of the tzura of the malacha. Or no, because otherwise it shouldn't be a kilkel. Normally, if you rip and you don't sew, then it's a kilkel. And call him a kalkel. Shabbos is vodka. Nafgamina. I don't know why it's called. Nafgamina is, let's say you do a kriya, which is not a kilkel. Whatever in case, we'll see. You do kriya, it's not a kilkel. So then, if the almanas is a chel gedem lacha, that's a sort of malach. You do the malach. But if the almanas is just, it shouldn't be a kilkel. So if the kriya itself wasn't a kilkel, then you'll be chayim. That's an nafgamina. Okay? So, where does it get to the parasha? The parasha of Saita. The parasha of Saita, you rip her beged. Right? Let's say you did that on Shabbos. Why is he don't do the Shabbos? Let's say you did that on Shabbos. Are you Michayim for Korea? So if you hold, you need a manas litvar, it's not a manas litvar. But if you hold that when the kriya itself is a tikkun, then you chayiv anyway. So that since you have a mitzvah, to rip her beged, so merely you be chayiv anyway. So that's how it's negated to the parasha. Since we're about to talk about the parasha and shvuos, what? Well, because we'll see, because one of the big rayas and one of the big kashas is karei al meis. It's a sugi in Shabbos, we karei al meis. As before in the Gemara, well, the pasha is that's now not litva, let's say. As before in the Gemara, the Gemara says it's a tikkun because of the mitzvah, krei v'chamasai. You want to vent, yeah, you're letting out your anger on the ripping. So then, lemirme, eimal, anche beise, you want to have your family scared. So you rip the front of everyone, show them in business. So that's itself, Gemara calls that a tikkun. And that's one of the rayas that's telling tikkun. Okay, so let's go.
By Soto, when do you rip her begging?
What?
What do you do? You rip her begging?
Go be Mavis Edra, and then you'll figure it out. Part of the process of the whole Soto. And she drinks and the whole thing. Go a little Chumash, yeah. Now, okay, so that's the Shaitz. The Chakir is, what is together, all these Amanases, there's a whole bunch of them. Kriya Amanas Litvar, Sayas Amanas Livnais, all these Amanases, what is together? Is together that's part of the Blacha, or is together that it's a ticket? So Rambam, in Paragyur Alacha Yud, Yud Yun Shabbos, obviously, a Kriya Amanas Litvar, Shtei Tfiras. Amanas litvashtei tefirah, says the Rambam Chayiv. Avla karei lahafsida patur mifnei shum kalkol. Rambam says, if you karei amanas litvashtei tefirah, you're chayiv. But karei timafsi is patur al kalkol. So there it sounds like Amas Litvur takes away the kilko. Akrev Hamas and Almeis, Chayiv, etc. Shemiash Vidaitoi. Vahoyol, Vahamasoi, Shaycheches, Vidobuze, Hareyu Kimasak, and Vahayiv. So again, it's clear in the Ramah. Oh, the Ramah is down right after that, the din of Pesach Mesetab Shabbos. If you open up a neck, you have a poncho, and you cut a place for your head, so the Ramah says, right after the Ramah told me that if there's a tikkun, yeah, like Kreb Hamasai. Then the Rambam says, you don't need a manas lit for shteid fears, right? Why is it tikkun? Then the Rambam says, Pesach Beis Sabbos Chayiv. Sounds like that Pesach Beis Sabbos Chayiv Takal is Kareh. Not like Rashi who says Al Tikkun Mana. It's Al Tzmachas Kareh. Mavu and Rambam. So what do we see? Rambam is a Feirish L'Chayra. The whole din, whole Yisoid, you need a manas lit for is only that shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a kill. Now, but B'chayra and Taisvis is before now, like that. Because it's a very important Taisvis and Shabbos of Ayin Gimel on Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that the day the Gemara is discussing the Machlaikis of Mlocha, that Mlocha Shein Tzricha Gufa, Fir B'Yuda, Yipater. I'm sorry, B'Yuda was Yichayim, Shem was Yipater. Yeah? So the Gemara says that the Gemara is talking about Zaymer Vein Etzarech El Leitzer. Yeah? So it's like this. If you prune a tree, yeah, and you don't need Zaymer Etzarech Leitzer. So you need tzarech leitzim. The prune you need in order to be chayiv. For kites you need, you need the wood. Taisa says that Philip Yehuda, the chayiv of shechel gufa, but you need tzarech leitzim. But mikra beitzim kites are elevenyinzeh. So Yehuda holds that if you do melacha not for the normal tachas of the melacha, that's machshir shechel gufa, you're chayiv. Okay, you don't need it for that tachas. One second. So Mela, if you don't need the Eitzim, so Chara, you're still doing Melechus Kaitzer. You don't need the Eitzim. You're doing Melechus Kaitzer. So if you're Yehuda, so if you're Melechus Kaitzer, you need to do it for the sake of Melechus. So normally, when you cut wood, what are you cutting for? You need the wood. When you cut off a tree, because you need it. That's normally. So it's Melechus Kaitzer. Samela, but Zok Taisvis. Samela, fear of Yehudi. Bokhe Shechel Guf is Chayiv. So who cares what you're doing it for? Zok Taisvis, no. That what? Because by Tzarech LeEitzim, he says, it's not called Kaitzer. If you don't need the Eitzim, it's not Malachas Kaitzer. It's missing in the very essence of Malachas Kaitzer. It's not that you're doing the Malacha for a different reason. It's not called doing the Malacha. Meet the Dahab as a Taisvis, Akareya, I'm an Aslitvar. So Taisus, I'll show you a dogma of something that it defines the malach itself. Just like when my moichet, you only chayiv if you do it right, and just like by kareya, you only chayiv if you're gonna do it to sow, because otherwise the chayiv is saying it's not the malacha. So too zaymer, the ain tzarich leitzim. If you cut the branches and you don't need the wood, then that ain't shechel gufa. That's not a machah b'chlal. That's not machah's kaitzer. Kaitzer is, by definition, that you're doing it for that. That's Taisus Mechadish. Back upon him, and Taisus is medamid, so forget about what he says by kaitzer. Doesn't interest us right now. What the gate does is, Taisus brought a dogma of something that it defines the machah itself. Taisus brought a dogma of Karei Amanas Litvar, Maichik Amanas Lichtar. What do you want?
Why do you say that the reason is not relevant? Like, what is it to look for? I mean, if you look at the branches or look at the tree.
Again, because the Melechus Kaitzer is normally done because you want wood. That's Melechus Kaitzer.
There's also an idea of pruning for this.
No one says it's a tikkum. It's not the ikkum mocha. It's not the mocha. It's not the mocha.
It wouldn't be kaitzer. Why don't we use red? Zayma.
Okay. go in the sugya. But I'm done. Now, there's no set Melechus Zayma. Melechus Zayma is kaitzer. Wait for it. Okay, if you don't know that, then don't ask. Now, the Rukveger on that Taisis is Gilyan Ashas. Rukveger on this Taisis, Mevor Zesfirle, Daf Hecht Eine Makalkel, the Tzarech Leiz Adavar, the Chamok and Potter. I feel of you. V'chein Nir Medibra Kesa Mishnah, Milch HaShabbos. Koshli Mesugi Lul Kama. Said the Kveger, he's assigned to Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah is assigned to Ritva. On that, Harat Mambam, Paragir Alokha Yud. So he brings down the Ritva in our Sugya. In Makas, that Beis and Beis. On Gimel Beis, sorry. The Rashi, again, what Rashi say? What's Pesach Beis at Savar? He says, Mishum Tikkun Kli. Tikkun Mon and Makapatish, Rashi says. So after Ritva, why does Mashi say that? Why don't you hire out Korea? You ripped open a hole in the beggar. It's Korea. You're Korea the beggar. So there's up to Ritva because it's Korea, Shalayim, and Ask Litva. And only Chaim should take him clean. The only Chaim should take him clean. They have a Gemar Malacha. Told the Makan Patish. Al Kapanim, so we see the Ritva learned Bedas Rashi, and the reason why Rashi says Yichayim Shemaka Patish and not Mishum Kareya is because by Pesach Beis Atzavar it's Kareya Shaloi Amanas Litvar. You're opening it to put your head in. You're not planning on sewing it back up, otherwise you wouldn't open it. So it's missing in Kareya Amanas Litvar. Liva can't be Korea. That's been a malach called Makapatish. So what do we see from here? What does the Kreger want from this? What do we see from here? Even though Luchar Ein Luchatik and God Lumizu. Over here, the Kriya, when you Korea, the Begin, to put your head in, it's a Tikkun. It's not a Kilkul. So what do we see? What do we see? That even though it's not a Kilkul, there is no Tanai, there's still a Tanai Manas Litvar. What do we see? That Amanas Litvar defines the Malacha. Korea needs Amanas Litvar. Because if it's not Amanas Litvar, then it's missing in the very essence of the Malacha. Not like the Rambam, and the whole problem is that it's a Kilkul, and Mel, when it's not a Kilkul, you don't need Amanas Litvar. No, you need Amanas Litvar, because the definition of Melechas Korea is Amanas Litvar. Not because of the Kilkul. That's why the Ramlish Tosli Taka says that Korea, Pesach Beis Atzavar, is Chai Mishum Korea. Because he holds as long as it's not a Kilkul, you're fine. Rashi, and the way the book explains Rashi, says, no, Chai only Mishum Tikamana. I, Korea, no, it's not Amanas Litvar. I is a Tikkun, there is Amanas Litvar. It's not enough that it should be a Tikkun. It has to be Amanas Litvar. That's the Malach. It has to be Amanas Litvar. And that, Rabbi Kveger is saying, that's really Taisus. Taisus says that Amanas Litvah defines the Malacha, and therefore Taisus says, even Rabbi Yehuda said, Malacha Shehetzvich L'Guf Eschayiv, but if you didn't do it because you need Eitzim, it's missing the Malacha, just like the Amanas Litvah defines the Malacha. So that's...
Mishkan didn't tear anything without
were they torn the Mishkan, or if there was a problem in the urea and there was a hole, and they would have to you can't sew the hole, bunch it up, so you have to rip it and then re-sew it, and it'll be a nice scene. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now Rashi, there's another Rashi in Gittin Akites. The Gemara over there talks about Ksav Agabi Ksav. Yeah, it says over there that you wrote with black ink on red ink. So Yichayev Shtayim. Yichayev Mishum Meichik and Mishum Kaisim. Yeah? Why? You're Meichik, the red ink. and you're writing the black ink.
Maybe it just means you can't read it.
Huh?
Maybe it just means you can't read it.
What do you mean? It's supposed to what? You didn't erase it, you mean?
It's in.
So, fine.
No, the question is, you didn't erase it, you just covered it up, is that called Meichel? Now,
so Rashi says Amanas lichtev shtei aisyeis. Moichig. It needs amanas lichtev. I mean, in this case also, it's amanas lichtev. Yeah? Now. What?
No,
one second. It happens every day. It's not worse than amanas. There's a kim of amanas. It doesn't have to be separate. It's amanas lichtev, Rashi says.
That's the case it is, because okay. My definition has to be later.
Obviously not.
Okay.
It has to be for writing. For the why? Now,
because the act of
meichik
isn't.
Now, if you hold that meichik amanas lichtay is only it should be mekalkel, yeah. So over here, you're not mekalkel because the black is better than red. That's not the assumption over there. The black ink is better than the red. Yeah. Although if black was worse, then it would be kilko, right? So male, it's the whole problem. You need amanas lichtay. There should be a kilko. Here's no kilko. There's no kilko over there. Even if the black is not better, still there's no kilko, right? There's no kilko. Yeah. There's no kilko. So why is Rashi saying no? The amanas lichtay. El ma'isi ferish Rashi l'chayra. I say l'chayra because the berlocha rejects us this whole chat in Rashi. He says even Rashi holds not like that. So, but Maisa, this Rashi is also Raya. Again, Rashi says when you write black on red, we say it's a moichik amanas lichter. It happens simultaneously. You're being moichik and you're being al das to write. Yeah. If you hold it, the only reason why moichik amanas lichter is why is because. Why in the Mechamas and Lichtai? In order that it shouldn't be a kilkel. Over here, it's not a kilkel. So you don't need a Rashi. You don't need a Menas Lichtai. Elamites before Rashi. That all the Menases, Chad is the Tzur of Malacha. The Tzur of Malacha, Kare is a Menas Litfer. The Tzur of Malacha of Kaisiv is a Menas Lichtai. So you need it. There's a Menas Lichtai over here. It's not enough. It's not a kilkel. Look at the Ram. Now, another Rashi. Rashi says on Ayin Gimel Shabbos, that's where the Mishnah of the Lamed Tes Melachos is. That's where it says Kareya Menas Litva. Rashi says, Rashi gives me what I said. Palm, there was a neker that was round, and you can't sew it, so they'll have to rip it and then make a seam. So it's a nice seam. He said Al Kareya Shaloi Litva. Rashi's lo have Mishka. Rashi's lo have Mishka. So the Farish and Rashi again, the reason why I'm not slichtav is the Mishkan. So okay, so this is all very nice. But my Midrash, so there is one Rashi which is mashmana like this. Okay, there's a Rashi in Shabbos on an Alpha base. It says Rashi says the Lav Hayim Lachz Machshavis V'Sayis the Snam Bavis Malachis the Machayiv. In order to build, you have to build two saiser. The hashta lav kilkel hu. Rashi says, "You say I'm not slivnoy. It's not a kilkel. In order to build, I need to destroy this in order to build the build. So it's not kilkel. Say Rashi mashma that I'm not slivnoy. At least by saiser is by kilkel. V'chein krei adumi the saiser." Here Rashi does sound like the Shail of Kilkol and not that it's the Tzur of the Melacha. Okay, but all the other Rashi Be'az and Rashi Mishavos Memches, the same as Rashi Be'az, Abzech Be'Savar, and Rashi and Ayin Gimel, seems to be clear that it's a din inside the Tzur of the Melacha. Now, Oh. Okay, I'll skip to Craig's Kasha. So again, so Kveger brought a raya from Taisvis and Shabbos and Gimel of Beis. Yeah? That Tais says it's sort of Melacha. Now, Kveger himself over there has a bomb kasha. Kveger has a bomb kasha on this whole Shita. What he calls from the Ritva and Taisvis. Dr. Kveger, Bakasha Lee, Misuvil Kama, Daf Kufhe and Beis. Yeah? So what's Kofan Beis? So that's the sugya of, we mentioned before, of that the Mishnah says, Akre b'chamasai, v'almeisai, v'chol m'kalklam tura. I rips a beged, b'chamasai, u'almeisai, kol m'kalklam tura, m'kalklam. I'm right now in the Ramask on the bowl, Kareh b'chamasa b'al meisa. What? What? Yes. What? You asked, gotta give an answer. I mean, I have to tell him what you thought. And Makal Gamanas the Sak, okay, fine. Oh, Fet the Gemara is a for Bryce, the Bryce says, Kreb Hamasai, Uba Evloi, Valmesai, Chayiv. So Stira, the mission says, Kreb Hamasai, Valmesai, his potter is called Kilkol. The Bryce says, Chayiv. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. But Kash, Hob Mays the day, Hob Mays the Alma. Meaning, if you're chayiv on your own mace where the din is yev chayiv kriya, then kriya chayiv. But a mace ba'alma, somebody is time, this guy is grieving. As his best friend dies, he writes his grief, and he's no chayiv kriya. Yeah. So then we say it's makalkol. It's yipata and Shabbos. Not more vaita. That we answered Mesa El Mesa. There's also Stira Chamasa Chamasa. Gemara says, Harbi the Harbi Shimon. With Mokshe Chichol Gufa. Gemara says, Em Shem Abiyuda Mesakim Makalkal and Mokshe Chichol Gufa Schai. You don't do it for the sake of Mlacha, but if you Makalkal, even Abiyuda's Maida, that the Kilka's Pater. No, Gemara says, I not Mesakim Len. Who? The Ka'ovid Nachas Ruach Li Yitzra. That we saw the Rambam that you're being meshacha chamasai, you're letting out your anger, you're venting on, you're letting out your anger on the beged. This way will be the beged instead of your kids, so you're okay. So 1 second, kitzur. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara tell me? That let's say bekreya almei soi yichayim. Ames chaveri part of makalko.
What?
Where? Ame? What? Amesai?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're doing out the mitzvah. It's Mrs. Kriya. You're saying it's not. Okay, I know. That's cash. The local cash. Agaponim was a getos. We're talking about Korea. Yeah. And the Gemara says, now it's not Amanas Litvar, right? It's not Amanas Litvar. And what does it say? Yechayev. Why? If you hold Karev, it's a Tikkun. You have a mitzvah or Bechamasai. Yeah? So Chayev is not Amanas Litvar. You see that you can be Chayev. Why? Because it's a Tikkun. So this Rukhay's Kasha on the sheet is that whole. The sheet is that whole that Amanas Litvar and Amanas, all the Amanas it tries that Miskin Tzuras HaMelacha that Lecharei Tzapela, here we see that even that as long as it's Tikkun, it's okay. And the Maize Jassan, the Bir Halacha, because of this kasha, the Bir Halacha is held as the Pashid. There's no tzad. He says everyone holds. The Bir Halacha says everyone holds that it's totally in Kilkul. And Meila, Ad Kadei Kach, that Rashi, why does Rashi say that it's because of Hil? Oh, why does Rashi say that the Chayim Seif Beisa Tzaver Alts Makapatish Tape Beklayat Kareil Chayim Lachatik Godel Mizeh? So he has a Mechudish Gemshat in Rashi, and he says that says so like this. It says Kareya is be'etzem a meleches kilkel. The etzem meleches kareya is a ma'aseh kilkel. Yeah? Kriya, generally speaking, when you rip something, you're destroying. And you might do it in order to, when I have a hole, and I want to make I want to rip it in order to build a soul. Say it. But right now, when I'm ripping it, when I'm doing the etzem ripping is a ma'aseh kilkel. Elamai, amanas. Amanas Lusaka makes it okay. Yeah? But he says when by Seif Beis HaTzaver, there the etzem aloch, there the etzem ripping is a tikkun. The etzem ripping is a tikkun. It's not a ripping which is a kilkel, but it's a tikkun. Karei al meisoy, again, you're destroying the baggage. Elamai is a tikkun. Right? But Karei B'Seif Beis HaTzaver is a different reason why it's Chalma Shayech the Melech Kareya, not because you don't need a Mas Lidva. Oh, Mais against the Ritva. The Ritva said B'Das Rashi. The reason why Kareya B'Seif Beis HaTzaver is Chayev Al Stik and Mona and not Al Kareya is because it's not a Mas Lidva. You're not paying and selling it back. So the Ritva Zichel and Rashi, not like the Bir Alacha, which Kesmish brought down the Ritva. It wasn't like unless the Allah holds that the Ritva Rashi, the Ritva Makas takes liberties, is being, but I don't know. But upon him, so that's the Pashas Rashi is, and Pashas that's Taisa Shita, not like the way the Bir Alacha says, Praise Rai from Taisis. The Bir Alacha is Daich the Rai from Taisis. Very, very, very shver dechia. He says Taisa is a sugar delishna. When Taisa said Taisa is medama zayim bein tzarach leitzim to kriyam nashlam as litvar. It's not a sugar baalma loshen, but it doesn't really mean it over here. It's al kilkel. But a very shver teretz. Agapon him.
Even
within
his own answer.
What?
Even within his own answer, that it's not a kilkel when you rip it. It is a kilkel.
At what?
When you're making a opening for your head.
No, it's not a kilkel. It's
not. No, so you're making a tikkun that you can actually wear. But let's say you want to use a blanket beforehand, now you wouldn't get the altar blanket status. It is a kilkel for something.
Okay, but you can hear that the etzim. You look at it, I'm not ripping a bag, and I'm making an opening. You look at that. That's a bit of what I'm saying. I'm not ripping it. I'm making an opening.
At the same time.
Okay, fine. He holds the possible. He's trying to answer Shrei Rashi. So you could hear what he's saying. Again, the Ritva isn't like that. Now, I have Pegas Kasha. That what? For the Mishnah by Kreya Bishat, Kreya Al Meisoy Yerchayim, it's enough for this Shemini Kilkel. So the Chayim is Pel Kasha. So he says like this. So he wants like this, because there's a word down with opening the right inside of the page on the side of his farm. So the Lavush says that when you're opening it, famous Lavush, when you open it, Shash, the Raisa of Chiv Chatar al Tzmaichik, yeah? Because it's called a Manas Lichtoiv, because you're going to close it again. So it says that in there. What do you see from here? The Amas Lichta doesn't mean that I'm doing it in order to write again. Right? If I made a mistake, what's the normal classic? But I made a mistake. I'm erasing it in order to write it over again. That's classic Amas Lichta. You see from the Lavush that as long as you're gonna, I can leave the safe open, right? I'm not opening in order to close it. I'm opening because I want to read what it says in the book. Yeah? But it's called Amas Lichta, because when I close it, I'm going to write again. Yeah? Again. The verse says it is. Okay? Fine. So again, that's a whole shot exactly whether it's called writing or not. That's not for now. Okay? but it gets into the whole shayla, you know, cake with writing on it. That's not our sugi right now. We just be yaitza to give a share makis over there now. No, if I didn't have to, you know, the shvuos on our heads, then I would be married more. But that's not for now. Akapon is again says avnez. What I see is soif nolvush. The amanas doesn't mean that I'm doing it for that. As long as it's going to happen, that's enough. So Meili says by kreil meisoi, since you're not going to leave it ripped. Today they do, because today we watch more. But I'm all, you know, that was your bag, and you have to be sold and wear it. That's what you're going to wear, right? So Mela, he says, since you're going to rip it, you're going to sew it, even though it's not Amanas, it's not for that, but since you're going to do it, so it's the kiyum of Amanas, of the Amanas.
Not as definitive.
1 second. What?
Not as definitive as going to the book. Mainly, you're going to close the book.
You don't have to.
But no one just opens a book and keeps open.
Okay, said. But once you see it, it's not doing a dafka for that. So, Meir, okay, Nezer, who are then, you can. This will be Sinemas Amanas Litva. Okay, so this type of guy has a kasha, because for certain avelim, you're not allowed to resew it. Or avima, you're not allowed to resew. No, when? Okay, so you're not allowed to resew with legami, because so just, you know, thick, big stitches, you could. So, alright. So much for. Let's go over to Shvuos.